Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined in studio this weekend by the new District 2 Tuolumne County Supervisor, Ryan Campbell. Supervisor Campbell, during your first couple of months in office, we have had quite a bit of weather events, you know, some lower snow than we've been accustomed to, at least in the past couple of years. And there's been a lot of snow plows in your area is an area that gets some snow as well. You know, what can you say about how the crews have done so far?
Well, we have the most amazing road crew in, I think, the whole state. I mean, we had about 20 active employees, county employees, that were working 15-hour days every day during the blizzard. They plowed 74% of the roads in the entire county in 3 or 4 days. Just, you know, a phenomenal job done by the people that work for us. And they do it because they love their community and they live here. And, you know, the people forget that our road crews are also first responders, you know. And so we count on them to go out in storms and clear our roads for us. And we need to really remember to thank them for the hard work they do. And then I'll also say that, you know, the Office of Emergency Services did a phenomenal job opening a warming center in our county on basically, you know, a couple hours notice and getting that done. It was a really amazing job there as well. We have a lot of great people that work in our county.
Next thing I want to ask you about is the general plan update. That was approved right before you took office as supervisor, but I know you did speak at a planning commission meeting in regards to that and voiced some concerns. Not sure how much you can say because I know there is a lawsuit that's now been filed, but what are your thoughts on the general plan update?
Yeah, well, as you said, there's a lawsuit, so I can't comment too specifically on what the plans are for the future, but I will say at the time, I did speak at a planning commission meeting, and my thoughts were that at the time that it could do more in terms of including provisions for fire safety and then ingress and egress routes for emergency vehicles within our communities. So we need to codify in the general plan that we want roads that will go in and out of communities for the purpose of letting people escape if there is a fire. So that's something that I think we could do in the general plan. But, you know, as I said, what will be done in terms of amendments to the general plan in the future, that all will have to be worked out with the board and the planning commission.
As the county continues to look at the fire initiative, you know, as you mentioned, District 2 is a very forested area.
Yep.
You know, are you kind of extra concerned for your district about making sure there are routes in and out in the event of a wide-scale fire?
Yeah, basically all of the major communities within my district have ingress-egress issues. And that's kind of that's a term. So escape route issues, ways to evacuate. I don't mean to use government terms. one of the major issues is Cedar Ridge. We've got Kewin Mill Road that goes in and out of Cedar Ridge, and if there was a blockage for that, it would be very difficult for people to evacuate. Phoenix Lake Estates, same situation basically. Crystal Falls has a few more evacuation routes, but still, you know, it would be very dangerous if there was a fire to break out in that area because it is pretty heavily populated by Tuolumne County standards. So those are things that are results of bad planning that we've inherited from decades in the past. And we're having to live with it, and we're having to come up with ways, you know, stopgap measures to improve the situation. And my thoughts are if we're going to promote development in the future, it needs to have those escape routes and evacuation and fire safety built into it from the outset. So that's something I've believed in, that, you know, planning is a very important thing when we're talking about communities.
In the short term, could you foresee, you know, new roads just being blown out to make escape routes, or would the roads be widened? What would be the kind of general approach, do you think?
There are some road widening programs, projects planned for the near future. In terms of blowing out, you know, escape routes, depending on where it goes through it, it's always a difficult thing, because if you talk about creating new escape routes, you're talking about making a road through somebody's property, and that's always hard to do on the back end. So But we're definitely going to look at every avenue we can.
As a new supervisor, are there any other topics that we haven't brought up today that you are keeping an eye on or watching closely?
Just in general, you know, getting our fire safety plans in place. I think the fire fuels reduction on the roadside, on the county roadsides, is a good first step.
Also, I want to ask you a little bit about one of your early actions was attending a retreat that the Board of Supervisors puts on every year. It was held at the Rush Creek Lodge. You know, how did that retreat go from your perspective, and what was learned?
I thought it went very well. I think there's an extraordinary amount of common ground that all five of the board members have. Right off the bat, every to a person, fire safety and roads and helping our disadvantaged communities were top priorities right off the bat for every member of the Board of Supervisors. And so, you know, there may be, we may have to work out the details about how those goals are achieved, but I think we are all pulling in the same direction. So it was very heartening to see that, and to see that we have so many wonderful people working in the county that care about this community so much. And we all agree that this is the best place in the world to live, and we're trying to make it better day by day.
You know, people who have considered a run for supervisor, I'm sure, often wonder what the learning curve is like for a new member. So what has that learning curve been like? Has it been steep or relatively easy to go?
It's like trying to drink from a fire hose. There is so much that this county needs, and there are very limited funds to do it. And so trying to balance all these competing issues is really difficult. And trying to have the knowledge base about what the issues are is also difficult. I felt going into it, you know, I've been active in the community for a very long time, so I felt going into it that I had a pretty strong base of information. But boy, there is so much I didn't know. Mm-hmm. And so much I'm learning day by day. So I think, you know, in the near term, it's just about getting to know the people involved, getting to know who the decision makers are and where the needs are. So I've spent a lot of time kind of looking at that and doing a lot of research. I working 12 hours a day, reading and having meetings and, you know, doing the things that we can to be the best representative for our districts.
You know, being a supervisor before, working with the county, you were kind of behind the scenes in a more of an analyst role. Now you are the supervisor. Is it kind of a unique transition? Are people calling you right and left now that, as opposed to the past, you never heard from?
Yeah, well, I mean, everybody already had my phone number, so I've always been getting lots of calls, which I'm happy to. But yeah, it was a transition. I've been with the county for a while, so I know a lot of the principals that work within the county, and I have good relationships with all of them. And so that's been very helpful, because it's nice when you are able to pick up the phone and call somebody and know who you're talking to and what their area of expertise is. So that's been a real advantage. But, you know, I don't care who you are, nobody is prepared to be a board member on day one. It's a enormous learning curve, and it takes a lot of work, but I'm extraordinarily proud to have the opportunity to be a representative for District 2.
Would you say during the early stages there's a pretty good working dynamic with the Board of Supervisors, being that there's two new members, yourself and Anaya Kirk?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, as I said before, we all care deeply for this community. We may have different ideas. We may have slightly different priorities, although our priorities are really pretty much the same. You know, everybody has different ideas about how they would like to progress in their community. But in general, we all want the same goal, which is making the lives of our citizens better. So getting to that point is where the work is, but, you know, that goal is shared amongst all five board members.
Working out those fine-tooth details.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, there will be, you know, disagreements along the way, but, you know, that's part of living in democracy.
Well, we've got about 30 seconds left. Supervisor Campbell, thank you so much for coming on. Any closing comments as we wrap up?
As I said before, I'm proud to be a representative, and if anyone has any issues, they can call my office. My desk number is 209-533-5529. And I'm happy to address any concerns that our citizens have.
Well, thank you for coming on, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Again, we thank Supervisor Ryan Campbell for being our guest on this weekend's Mother Lode Views. I'm PJ Hansen, your host. Next week, we'll be joined in studio by District 3 Supervisor Anaya Kirk. That's next week on Mother Lode Views.
You've been listening to Mother Lode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Mother Lode. Mother Lode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.